Good afternoon. Another cracking performance from the Australian share market, although we didn't quite finish at the best levels of the session. The ASX 200 still on a four-day winning streak now, up more than 4% this week with just one day remaining, and we're very much on track to lift for six consecutive weeks. Now, the ASX 200 by the end of the session was still up about 50 points. That's a gain of around 0.8%, finishing just shy of 6,000 points. That perhaps was one of the reasons why we couldn't finish at the highs. Earlier in the day, the market was up 1.7%. We went straight through 6,000 points quite easily, even hit something like 6,040 points at the best level. But that 6,000 point mark is quite a strong level of resistance, a psychological barrier, if you will. So markets did fade a bit from those levels. At around lunchtime, though, the market was at its lows. It actually was flat. In the last couple of hours of the session, at least, we managed to lift from those lows. So the fact that the COVID-19 situation continues to head in the right direction, in particular here in Australia, that has very much been helpful for the reopening process in Australia, and also is helping us really avoid, for the time being at least, that worst case scenario as far as a really, really bad recession is concerned. Now, as far as the stocks and the sectors that made the big difference today is concerned, we had gains pretty much everywhere. The only real losers were gold miners, which tend to do poorly when the markets and investors are gaining in momentum and enthusiasm. So we had stocks like Newcrest, Northern Star, Saracen Minerals, all falling back. It is important here to note that in recent months, gold miners have been the best performers, and they tend to be when there's a lot of uncertainty in markets. So when you look at a stock like Evolution Mining, it still is up about 60% in 2 months. Northern Star up about 40% over that period, and Newcrest Mining rose by around 33% over the past 2 months alone. But today, the banks were big contributors to the gains. They were up on average by about 2%. We had CSL, which has underperformed actually in recent weeks, bouncing back. This is now the largest company on the Aussie market, rose close to 4%. Travel stocks also did very, very well. In fact, Qantas was up 7.2% today. Now, this seemed to be off the back of an announcement that it's planning to add more domestic capacity as long as state borders are reopened sooner rather than later. So it's expecting to see domestic capacity return to about 15% of pre-COVID levels by the end of June and 40% by the end of July. Now, that seemed to help other companies in that space. Flight Centre, which of course has been a big loser in the early part of the year, up 8.5% today. Webjet was also up in the order of 2.5% as well today. Now, we heard from the federal government, which basically announced a near $700 million home builder stimulus package. That helped some companies in that sector, in particular in the early part of the week, perhaps in anticipation of this. Today was more of a mixed affair. So Adbri, which used to be called Adelaide Brighton, up today, but CSR, Boral both lost a little bit of ground, although they did perform better in the early part of the week. Now, buy now, pay later companies, this has certainly been an area that's received probably more attention than any other area of the market in recent times. Well, today that continued. We heard from some of the smaller players in that space today. One of them is Splitit, which is worth about $170 million on the market. It rose 23% today following a trading update where it had record sales growth in places like the US and also Europe, and now has close to 300,000 unique users of its platform. Also, OpenPay, another player which is worth about $270 million on the market. Now, it has more than doubled in price on the share market this week alone. It rose 16% today. Now, it actually entered a trading halt earlier in the day, came back online, raised about $33 million from investors, and that was to help with its growth plan. So its shares have jumped on that news. While the larger players like Afterpay and Zip have struggled today, they've really outperformed for a while. So Zip on its own, up about 65% this week alone, which is quite a remarkable improvement. Now, we had three bits of economic data which was released today. The two main ones, an update on retail spending, which showed that spending in Australia in the month of April dropped back by 17.7%, a massive decline, but it was expected. We had some preliminary figures out recently which showed that that was going to be the case. And the reason basically is in March, we had all that panic buying, groceries, toilet paper in high demand, and then in April, that kind of spending died down as people entered self-isolation, was spending a lot of time at home. A trade surplus surplus of $8.8 billion was recorded in April, not as strong as the result we had in March. We did see exports and imports both dropping back. And the third thing that's interesting, not so much data, but we heard from SEEK, the job search website today, with a employment trends report, basically said that over the fortnight to the end of May, there's been a 49% lift in the number of jobs being advertised on the website. In particular, the biggest lift has actually come through in Queensland, where there's been something like a 62% lift in just a couple of weeks. So that was quite strong. Tonight, plenty going on in Europe and the US. In focus will probably be the European Central Bank meeting later on tonight on interest rates, and the Aussie dollar sits at around 69 US. Enjoy the evening.